வந்தேகம்
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 30, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 29th of May, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
Translation. My dear King, the order carriers of Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, immediately arrived when they heard the holy name of their master from the mouth of the dying Ajamil, who had certainly chanted without offense because he had chanted in complete anxiety.
Nishammam Brihamanasya Mugato Hariki Dhanam Vartunnamu Maharaja Pārśadā sahasāpatam. So, this is the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Both the order carriers of Yamaraj and order carriers of Lord Vishnu, they are everywhere. Just like the police is everywhere. That as soon as you call them from the police station, they immediately inform the patrol police on the car and immediately comes. If there is such material arrangement within the government, how much nice arrangement is there in the supreme governments. So, we have to practice this, that Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if we practice, there is chance at the time of death repeating the same thing, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So immediately you are safe not to go to the Jamamandiram, the powerful name, holy name, is as good as the Supreme Personality of God. There is no difference, absolute. Absolute means, just like here, I simply chant mango, 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 there is no mango. Mango is different from the name mango. If I want to eat mango, the substance mango I must have. So there is difference between the name and the substance. That is material, duality. But in the absolute world, there is no duality. The name mango and mango the same. This requires advanced knowledge. So there is no difference between Krishna, the name, and Krishna, the person. There is no difference. Otherwise, this is practical. You are chanting Hare Krishna. 24 hours you can chant, you never feel tired. God realization, the faithless atheist class, they say, there is no God. But let him chant the God's holy name. He will see God. There is no difficult process of in the Kali Yuga especially. This is a special prerogative of this age because God realization is very, very difficult for them. But if they take advantage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy, it is perpetual. Not that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced the Sankirtan movement, therefore the name is as good as the person. No, it is always the name, Narayana. Krishna, the name of the Supreme Lord, is as good as the Lord. But in this age especially, it has got special potent because we are all very, very fallen souls. We are very, very fallen souls. We cannot do anything. It is very, very difficult. Although, at any time, as it is said before, kivalaya bhakta, kichit kivalaya bhakta, vasudeva paraya. Simply by bhakti, devotion and service, one can become liberated from all contamination. That's a fact, especially in this age. Otherwise, why the Europeans and Americans, they will join this movement and chant if there is no effective measure, why they are not fools as they are educated, they are coming from a respectable family. It is not that we are befooling the chant Hare Krishna chants. No. They are feeling ecstasy. That's a fact. Not blindly they are doing. Not only in one place, hundreds of centers. Why? That is the effect of chanting. If you chant, you get the effect. Because the holy name and the Supreme Lord are so different. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Nam namukari bhudanidam. God has many names. It is not that you have to chant only Krishna. No. If you have got any other name of God, must be God's name. But they do not believe in God. Generally they think there is no God, or if there is God, God is there, or something like that. And I don't think there is any definitive name in any other religious system. It is only in the Vedic system there is name. So anyway, if somebody thinks that this Krishna is Indian name, why should I chant Krishna? But you chant any other name, but it must be God's name. Then it will be effective. Krishna immediately chanted Narayana. Not that one has to chant Krishna. Narayana will do, Govinda will do. It must be God's name. Because God and God's name, there are sahasra, 1,000 Vishnu's sutra. God has many names, hundreds and thousands. So any name you prefer, you chant, you get it. This is the person. God, actually, He has no name. But then how many names He will remember? But His names are given according to His attributes. Krishna is the best name. Why? That Krishna means all attract. This name can attract everyone. This is the most perfect. Although God has many names, out of many names, the Krishna name is Mukha, or the primary. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced Krishna name. Krishna Varnam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identification is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnam, Krishnam Varnayati iti Krishna Varnam. He is always chanting Krishna. He is Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tisha Akrishnam. The incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described in the 11th canto, perhaps 5th chapter. He is described, he is recommended in the Shastra. In the Kali Yuga, this incarnation, this form of God should be worshipped. What is that? That is here. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. He is always chanting Krishna. And he is Krishna. He belongs to the category of Krishna, Krishna Varnam. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. But in this age, his bodily complex is not black. yogas. Krishna Vamanam Tisakrishna Sangapanga Saparsanam accompanied by associates. Just like there is Nityananda, there is Advaita, there is Dadadha. So Sangapanga Saparsanam. Astra. Astra means weapon. So Sangapa, because when God incarnates, he has got two business. Paitranaya sadhunam vinasaya chadurskita. So, one business is to give protection to the devotee and to annihilate the duskita, those who are sinful. So for annihilating, it requires weapon, sankha chakra gada bandha. Lord Ramchandra has got bows and arrows, and Krishna has got sudarshan chakra. But here it is said sanga upanga astra. What is that astra? Weapon. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has no astra. But it seemingly there is no. But this is the astra. This Harishankhi from. This is astra. In the Kali Yuga, there is no profit by killing them. They are already killed. So therefore this is the astra. To kill the miscreants, this is astra, this is Harishankhi. If they simply chant Hare Krishna, this is the astra that will kill all their sinful reaction of life, they will become devotees. This is astra. Now it is not required the bow and arrow or because they are already dead. Because they have no conception of God. They're simply fighting how to avoid God. This is the business. It is very difficult to convince them about the existence of God. They are seeing every moment there is existence of God. But they are so stubborn, so much bewildered by Maya, they are not. So under this atmosphere says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore called Namo Mahavadanaya, most munificent incarnation. Why? Krishna Prema Pradaya. Even without understanding Krishna, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they become ecstatic for love of Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it is. No qualification. But if he simply chants Hare Krishna mantra, he will be ecstatic. Krishna prema pradaya. To understand Krishna is very difficult. Manasthanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddha. Out of many millions of persons, one is endeavoring to make his life perfect. But they do not know what is perfection of life. So, jatatamapi siddhyanam. Siddhi means to understand that I am not this body. I don't belong to this material world. That is Siddhi. Siddhi. Everyone is under the impression that I am this body. I am Indian. I am American. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. I am Christian. Bodily. Upadhi. Designation. He does not become free from the designation. The other day you are talking on Mr. Huxley, I think. He was talking of philosophy, but he was saying, as amusement, I do this like that. So that bodily conceptual life is there, although he is philosopher. What kind of philosophy? Philosophy begins when there is no more bodily conception. There is here, sarvapadhi vinir muktam tat paratrina nirvalam. So this kind of philosophy has no meaning. Because how a dog can become philosopher? That is not possible. A human being can become philosopher. But the so long I am in the bodily concept of life, I am in the line of cats and dogs. So how can become philosopher? There is no question of it. But they are philosophizing. It's bluffing, a similar bad. He is thinking, I believe. You believe or not believe, the law will go on. So everyone is proposing, I believe. That's why the government law is there. That if you do this, you will be punished. Like this. That is government law. Suppose you have stolen something, committed theft, you must be punished by 6 months in prison. So you believe or not believe, the law will act. If you say in the court, I believe, now what is the meaning of your belief? There is no question of belief. Law is law. Ignorance is no excuse. If you go in the court, you are punished. So if you say, my Lord say, I believe like this, I will not be punished. So you are punishing me. So there is no excuse. You believe or not believe, the law is law. So similarly, these philosophers, I mean, theorizing so many, I believe, this thing will not do. This thing will not do. That is simply a waste of time. You must know there is God. How you can deny it? There is supreme power. I am being controlled every moment. Who wants to die? And who is forcing me to die? How can you deny the superior power? I do not want to become old man. And superior power forcing me. You must become old man. So long there is force behind you, you have to act according to that. Where is your so-called belief or independence? That is foolishness. That is foolishness. But they have no brain that I am being kicked, I am being enforced to do something, and still I am thinking independent, I believe. What is the meaning of your belief? There is no question. This is foolishness. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is just to educate man that you believe or not believe, it doesn't matter. There is God. There is the proprietor, but he is coming personally and he is saying, Bhuttaram Yagyatavasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Suridam Sarvabhuta. I am the proprietor, I am the ninja, and I am everyone's friend. If you want to be delivered from this miserable condition of material life, I am your best friend. So Idam Sarvabhutana, Krishna. Because he is the father. How is a father? Who can be better friend than the father? Father always wants to see that my son is dead. Now that is natural. There is no begging, father will be kind upon me. No, father is already kind. But if you revolt against the father, then you suffer. Similarly, God is our father, God is our friend, natural. And he says that Sri Dhammasaru, all of these are for the Pita and the seedliness, not only for the human being, all species of life, they are living entities. There, according to their karma, they have got different dresses. Just like we have got in this meeting different dresses. So everyone of us, human being, the dress may be different. That is another thing. Similarly, the living entity, he is part and parcel of God. But someone has become human being, someone has become cat, someone has become tree. Someone has been insects, someone has demigods, someone has Brahma, someone has varieties. See, because they wanted to become like that and God has given him the chance. All like, you want to become like this and enjoy life, already become like this. So, this is the arrangement. The God is there and he is everyone's father, he is everyone's friend. He is always ready. He is coming personally to canvas. He is so kind. Just here, immediately. Nishamma Mriyamanasya Mukata Hari Kirtanam Bhaktur Rama Maharaja spent so many other careers. Just see if one is inclined to come to me. Just see. That's when they are turning careers. Here is a person chanting, Narayan, come on, take it. Just see. Here is a person is chanting Narayan, here. Bhakti Nama Maharaj, Nishambho. Oh, this is wonderful. He's chanting Narayana. Immediately. And John Lucas was that. Who are you? Disturbing him. Stop. So take this chance of chanting Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yogi Guru. You are always saved. The Jamadutta, the other carriers of Jamadutta will not be able to touch it. It is all present. So take this opportunity, chanting Hare Krishna. I am very glad that you are doing. But be very strict, sincerely chant. Your life is saved. Your next life is saved. Everything is all right. Thank you.